Good evening, everyone. John Curtis here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and our news for this hour. Two Wexford County residents are facing multiple felony charges in the death of 22-year-old Rebecca Park of Manton and her unborn child. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced that Courtney Bartholomew, 40, and Bradley Bartholomew, 47, both of Boone, were arraigned in 84th District Court in Cadillac. Prosecutors have charged each defendant with first-degree murder, felony murder, torture, conspiracy to commit torture, assault on a pregnant individual causing miscarriage or stillbirth, conspiracy to commit that assault, unlawful imprisonment, and removal of a dead body. The life offense counts carry a potential maximum sentences of life in prison. Authorities alleged that on November 3rd, the couple lured Park, who was about 38 weeks pregnant, and his Courtney's biological daughter to their Wexford County home, where she was tortured in an attempt to remove the unborn baby, resulting in the deaths of both. Parks' remains were recovered November 25th in the Manistee National Forest after the extensive search. The Wexford County Prosecutor's Office is leading the case with assistance from the State Attorney General's Office, and investigators are asking the public to avoid active investigation sites and not to interfere with the ongoing probe. Terry Kaufman appeared in district court on Thursday, December 4th, for proceedings in a case involving the Michigan Attorney General's Office. Defense Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach told the court she had not received any evidentiary materials yet and could not proceed without them. Lead Assistant Attorney General Michael Trescone and Assistant Attorney General Bradley Morton represented the Department of the Treasury, said the state would provide the complete evidence package on a secure zip drive by Monday, citing the sensitive nature of the information. The preliminary hearing, originally scheduled for Wednesday, December 10th, was adjourned to allow the defense additional time to review the forthcoming materials. The hearing's been rescheduled for Friday, January 9th at 9 a.m. A van and a pickup collided in a head-on crash around 8:41 a.m. this morning, December 4th, at the intersection of M-142 and McKitchen Roads, about 1 mile east of Verona in Huron County. One person was taken by ambulance to McLaren Region Hospital in Bad Axe, one of the area's critical access hospital. Both vehicles sustained significant damage to the driver's side areas. The Chevy pickup occupied by a single driver sustained damage that pinned the occupant under the dashboard, and responders indicated they would likely need to remove the side of the truck to free the person. A medical helicopter was placed on standby, but ultimately was not required, and at least one injured person was transported by ground ambulance for further evaluation and treatment. And in our national news, health and science desks are reporting on incremental advances in cancer, immunology, and mental health treatments. As large pharmaceutical and biotech firms highlight pipelines that include targeted therapies and immune-based approaches aimed at improving outcomes for patients with difficult-to-treat conditions. In Germany's defense, in our international news, ministry said the Arrow 3 air defense system has reached initial operational capabilities at an airbase in eastern Germany, marking a significant step in efforts to strengthen European missile defense amid heightened security concerns. And that's been your local, national, regional, and international news, which you can get from anywhere with your obituaries and weather anytime at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.
We have no obituaries to report at this time.